coaches have really kind of raved about you and talked about how they're surprised at how athletic you are, and even shocked at some things that you've done so far. Can you just talk about how it's gone for you so far here in the OTAs?
You know, it's been a lot of work, you know, a lot of repetition, a lot of practice that have me doing the things I could do. You know, transitioning from 4-3 defensive end to an outside linebacker in a 3-4 scheme, you know, it's something new, but with hard work and just keep practicing and repetition on it, I'm getting better at it. So that's translating to the field. So.
Is that something you've been working on even before you got drafted here, the transition? Because you had a feeling you might be doing that?
Yeah, when I found out at the combine that I have to do linebacker stuff, I started, you know, dropping, doing some coverages. So just to get me better when I get here to be able to do the things I could do now. So.
Before rookie minicamp, you talked about learning to drop and how that was maybe your biggest challenge. So where are you with that?
I'll say I still have a long way to go, but, you know, I'm learning as every day. I'm getting better every day at it. And also I feel like I'm doing the thing I'm supposed to do, having a good practice. So that's key for me. So.
Do you find it surprising that the stress is on defense in the pros as compared to college?
Excuse me, what was that question? I didn't hear.
Do you find it surprising that there's such a big stress on defense in the pros as opposed to college?
Yeah, it's very surprising because I feel like coming from a Big 12, it's more of offensive-based programs. But, in the pros, it's more of defense, you know. Defense is like the key. I feel like defense is the key to a lot of things, you know. If you could get back to the quarterback, you could disrupt the quarterback, you could disrupt the whole offense, you know. You could stop them on whatever they're doing to them.
I mean, how athletic did you think you were when you were playing DN? Like, when they first asked you to drop back at the combine, did you think – it would be an issue for you?
To be honest, I'm a very athletic dude, you know. So it was new for me because I've never done it before. But I mean, it was when I started doing it more, it just felt kind of natural, you know, to draw back. So that's why it kind of came kind of easy for me. So
what was Justin like back in college, and now you see him up here? Mm-hmm. Is he the same guy, or has he changed, or what are your impressions of him then and now?
Justin, we didn't really speak much in college, talk to each other much, but I'll see him around. You know, he's a hard worker. College also here has always been a hard worker to me. You know, when I see him, you know, I only see him just when we have meetings and stuff, like see him around the locker room, stuff like that. But, you know, as a guy that came up to me and just kind of talked to me, you know, hey, from Oklahoma State, we Oklahoma State boys, you know, we have to stick together and stuff like that. So
how many years were you guys together? Just one or two?
It's 2 years, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Is it surprising to you that he's had so many problems on and off the field since he got drafted?
It's definitely a surprise to me. Justin was a guy that didn't get in trouble in college. And, you know, he's a guy that always put hard work first, team first, and whatever he did. So it was kind of surprising to me.
We ask you a lot about dropping back. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What are you working on, focusing on to become a better pass rusher and to adjust to the tackles you're going to face at this level?
Well, I realized that speed, you got to have more than just speed, you know, to get past offensive linemen in this league. You got to have good hands, too. So I always work on that, too. Be a master camp, you know, work on my hand placement, you know, how to get offensive players off of me. So, yeah, that's the key. I work on that, and also I find time to do drop, too. So, but dropping right now is kind of like my number one priority right now because it's something I've never done before. So,
master camp, I mean – have you ever experienced anything like that, incorporating, you know, kind of, you know, martial arts concepts in the pass rush?
No, never. This is my first time actually doing that kind of stuff. So,
how valuable do you think that is? And just
It's very valuable because if you could get offensive lineman hands off of you, you already beat him because his hands the key, you know. So,
were you aware of the success that he had in Kansas City with some of those guys who had the great pass rush numbers? And have you talked to him about that, and what has he been able to relay to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've talked to him, you know, guys like Tom Bali and Justin Houston. You know, I talked to him. Those are the guys he trained. So, you know, sometimes I'll go watch film on them and see how well they use their hands. Like, I'll watch Tom, but his hands a lot. And he's good, really good at it. So, you know, just something I have to keep working on.
Has there been anything that surprised you? I know you haven't gotten into pads yet, mm-hmm. but just being here for whatever, month or so, is there anything surprise you about life in the NFL?
it's a business, you know. You know, the guys are here taking care of their families in a grown man sport, you know. You have people with kids around, you know. You have to, you know, when you come out here, it's straight business, you know. You got, it's like a job. It's pretty much a job, you know. You come in to work every day, you work, then you get to go home at nighttime, so.
Since you signed your contract?
Have I talked?
We haven't talked to you since you signed your contract.
So yeah.
Do you have any big plans for family or anything like that?
The only plan right now is just to take care of my family, you know, like let my dad. My dad's been working a lot, you know, like give him a break a little bit, you know, help out with the bills. You know, that's my number one priority right now, so.
When you finally actually go through the day of actually signing your contract and it becomes real, do you kind of journey with the whole amazing trip that you guys have made? When you think about it, did you think about that much when you sign?
Honestly, I tell everybody this, it really hasn't hit me. I guess it would hit me when, like, the first game. I think that's when it's going to hit me, but it still hasn't hit me. So.
Who's really kind of taking you under their wing?
Nobody has. It's just really a collective group effort, you know, like PK and Double D and also Jackson Jeffco, you know, he's also new here too. You know, they all take me under their wings. They're all veterans that I try to watch them, see how they practice, you know, be like a pro, play like a pro. You know, that's what I'm trying to do now. So.
Do